Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
I can do anything for you that a supervisor can do. I'm telling you that there's no one here who can help you.
Can I have a supervisor, please?
No, sir. You may not talk with the supervisor. I can give you the number for the Customer Assistance Center if you wish to file a complaint.
I do wish to file a complaint.
Okay. Their number is 1-800-776-2333.
And I will file a complaint.
Okay, you're more than welcome to do that. I believe anyone you talk to will tell you that if you need help with software that Apple does not make,
listen,
you have to call...
Don't talk to me like some stupid idiot. I know what I'm talking about, and you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, sir, well...
And you should learn to be nice to people. You shouldn't be nasty. You should be cooperative.
I can't help you if I don't know how, sir.
Listen, don't talk to me that way. I'm a human being and I'm a person. And you don't have a right to talk condescending to me. And don't talk down to me. Who the hell do you think you are? I asked to speak to your supervisor. I don't have to tell you why I want to talk to your supervisor. Who the hell do you think you are?
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, which Asian restaurant is giving me the Chinese waterfall shits now? Plus, confronting your masturbating gardener when rolling down a hill turns into a near-death experience, and a prostitute-made cake to cure the gay away.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
We have to enter the mad dog equation.
Yeah, burrito number three. Oh.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a good one for you today. Earlier, I got a chance to see Joey. He was in town and we grabbed some lunch. Joey, for those of you who don't know, my best friend. We started Distorted View together in my childhood bedroom. Back in 1997, right? So it was great to see him. He is not familiar with the Cincinnati area, so he was asking for suggestions the other day. He's like, where should we go for lunch? And he is now toying with vegetarianism or veganism. I don't know. One of the two. That is not my jam. So I threw out a bunch of suggestions yesterday. I was like, oh, we can go to Joella's Hot Chicken. It's like a Nashville chicken place because they have vegan chicken. I looked. And then I mentioned a Mexican place and then a burger place that sells those impossible burgers. Really trying to cover all my bases because I had no idea what he was in the mood to eat, right? And then the last thing I mentioned was, oh, if you want to do like Asian, there's a great rice and noodle place called Lulu's here in Cincinnati. And he was all for that. Actually, the very first text from him after I mentioned Lulu's rice and noodles is, how many times has that place been closed due to health code violations? I recently just told you guys that story again about that Chinese restaurant Joey and I would go to that ended up being on the news for serving raw chicken that was room temperature, stored in cardboard boxes, and the boxes were just like melting, chicken seeping through. So I said, zero. This place has been shut down zero times. Lulu's is safe. Lulu's isn't even a place that I found. Lord Douche used to live in Cincinnati many, many years ago, and it's a place that he went to. So it's been around for a very long time. So I met up with Joe. We had a great little conversation, had lunch, and then I sent him on his way to Northeast Ohio. And just now, I checked Facebook, and he had to stop at a Starbucks to take an IBS-induced shit. And it's funny because I have shit twice since eating at Lulu's, and they've been like bad bowel movements. Like the kind where the bidet would really come in handy. Multiple flushings because I've used so much toilet paper, I'm afraid the toilet's gonna get clogged. You know how bad it is? I wear one of those Apple Watches, right? I am wiping so vigorously, I reached my move goal for the day. I shit you not. As I'm wiping, I feel my wrist vibrating, and I look, and I've closed my move ring. Meanwhile, my O-ring is on fire. I've certainly exceeded my bowel movement goal for the day. So, Joey, if you're listening, I apologize. This never happened to me before. Usually, Lulu's is a safe bet. Again, my apologies. Listen, I do have a bunch of stuff I wanted to share with you today. First up, got a clip from Dublin, Ireland, where a couple of homeless, drug-addicted musicians roam the street, performing for anyone who'll listen. What's different about them is, they don't play acoustic guitar. No, they've got a shopping cart full of electronics, like synths and stuff, I think. They perform some real avant-garde shit. I'm pretty sure the drugs they're on is acid. Some hardcore hallucinogenics happening here.
All right.
You can sort of hear him. This guy's walking up to him now, the shopping cart.
The ears look fucking fresh. All right.
Super fresh.
Been working on it all night.
What's this?
What is this? What the fuck is this? What are we at?
That is mad.
Hashtag
acid. Sing is it? Go for it.
Hours ago, but we couldn't get a fucking taxi.
Fucking hell.
We're stuck here.
She's got a keyboard, but it's like hot pink. It's like a Barbie keyboard, and it's hooked up to some sort of contraption in the shopping cart. This guy has an amplified microphone.
Fucking hell.
We're stuck here.
I want you to listen closely to the words to his song here.
And that's why we're still on it. Still on it.
What a lovely morning.
It smells great,
That's the great thing about music,
you can make it up as you go along.
Here,
play that, go on.
It smells great.
Play the piano.
This is a song called It Smells Great, I think.
Great.
Play the piano.
It smells great.
Ray, look.
What a lovely morning.
You sing her, go on, you go sing her.
I don't know, like...
It smells great.
By the way, the It Smells Great, that's recorded in like a loop or something. He's not singing that live.
I don't know, like...
That's part of the beat, man.
I just ruined everything.
It smells great. What a lovely morning. It smells great.
The trolley's amazing. Great.
And they just take that shopping cart. I don't know where they're going.
What's wrong with that thing?
There he goes. Guy's dancing behind the shopping cart as he's pushing it.
It smells great.
I kind of like this song. It's better than half of the fucking Linda Finkel Hall of Famers we feature. All right, you get the idea there. Next up, I have a bit of a confrontation between a homeowner and a gardener. A gardener who was masturbating in the backyard. That is not what the flowers need. See, senor, I'm just trying to plant seeds. Kind of. All right, it's the female homeowner who goes after this guy.
Rock, oh my God, he's fucking jerking off in our fucking backyard.
See, I don't know. Like, I got a glimpse of him. His pants are down. They're pulled down a little bit, but he may just be pissing in the backyard. I don't see him actually, like... pulling his pud.
Jerking off in our fucking backyard.
I think the husband just said, don't talk. Like, don't go out there. Don't confront this guy. But she does it anyway.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing. Sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry.
Now would be a good time to pretend like you don't speak English. This is how we do in my culture. Blame it on your culture.
Sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry.
You're sorry? You're fucking going to jail.
No.
You're sorry. Fucking no. Going to no. Jail. How sorry. Fucking dare you?
Everyone is so quick to threaten to call the cops and stuff. Okay, this guy was masturbating in the backyard. He wasn't looking at little children. He didn't think anyone was watching. Is that a crime? It probably is still a crime, but it's not that bad of a crime. I would have tried to get, like, you know, some free gardening work out of it or something. Don't immediately go to, I'm calling the cops, you're gonna go to jail for a long time. Plus, if this was, like, a gay guy's house, I'm sorry, I've just seen one too many pornos. This could have ended a lot differently. You're gonna go to jail unless we can come to an understanding, if you know what I mean.
Oh, senor, I'm not a homosexual, though.
Do you want to go to jail?
No, no.
Just pretend my dick is your garden hose, and your puckered little rosebud is the flower that needs watering. Make it come out of the hose. Come on, work that hose. I didn't say I watched great pornos. I just said I watched a lot of them. A lot of shitty pornos. All right, let's finish up with this clip here.
You're sorry? You're fucking going to jail.
No.
You're sorry. Fucking going to no. jail. How sorry. Fucking dare you? How? Get out of my fucking yard. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
He's trying.
Who the fuck do you think you are doing that?
Neighborhood masturbator? She's following him out. Escorting him, really.
Where's your car? Where the fuck is your car?
I think she's just trying to rub it in. She knows he doesn't have a car. That's when he starts running away from her. So there you go. A couple more short clips. Have you seen that viral video of the woman who fell off a cliff? She lived to tell about it. Like, the video starts off with her recounting how it happened, how scared she was, and then there's actual footage of her falling. Here's the thing, though. It's barely a cliff. As a lot of people pointed out, it's like a hill. One person commented, I fell off the couch last night. I'm off to counseling today. A lot of people are saying that she's being overly dramatic just for the clicks and the views. I will let you guys be the judge. Take a listen.
I remember turning and trying to grab. Sorry.
She's already crying.
So stupid.
Her boyfriend's there hugging her.
Grab anything. Because I literally thought I was going to die.
I feel the same way when I get up from bed too quickly. I'm like a little dizzy. I'm like, I was trying to grab onto something and there was nothing and I was going to fall. And I was so scared. In the morning, like, I used to be able to just jump out of bed. Like, a lot of times I'd be like, holy fuck, I'm late. Late for work or whatever because I overslept. So I just jump out of bed and just put on some clothes and run out the door. I can't do that anymore. I got to work myself up out of bed slowly. I really am turning into an old man. All right, so the next part of the video, there's a warning. The following may contain elements not suitable for some audiences. Nothing, you don't see anything. It's like, you see a bitch, and then the next second, you don't see her anymore. She's like, off camera, rolling down a hill. I'm sorry, a cliff. Here we go.
Oh my God,
all right, let me just, I wish this was a video podcast so I could walk you through this and you can see. So she falls down. She falls down on the trail. It's not like she, like, stumbles off the cliff. She falls completely onto the ground. And then she sort of just rolls.
Oh my God, are you okay?
And at one, the hill is pretty steep at one point, so it's like, it's a gradual decline, I guess, and then it gets way steeper, and then she sort of, like, tumbles off that.
Are you okay?
I'm thinking the part where she actually, falls off the cliff, it's like 2 feet. So she falls on a flat surface, gently rolls down a hill, then there's, like, I don't know, a 2-foot drop, I guess, onto gravel. Now, I understand, like, you could really hurt yourself, you know, falling from 2 feet, but it's not like you're going to die from this. You might break an arm or a rib or something. This is the boyfriend coming down to check on her.
Don't move my arm, don't move my arm.
You okay?
Yeah.
Though it might not feel bad.
You got some scrapes right here.
Yeah, she's got scrapes on her feet.
My ankle and my foot, shoulders, and my arm.
My arm hurts, and my shoulders.
And my arm.
And my arm.
And now she's holding her daughter.
happened so fast. Don't even remember what happened.
And they're pulling twigs out of her hair. This is how you know it's not an emergency, right? If someone falls off a cliff, you're not worrying about debris in the hair. Oh my God, guys, get that leaf out of there! Ow!
Sure changes your perspective. Even the littlest things shouldn't bother you, like, because you never know when life can change.
Well, this certainly was a little thing.
Even the littlest things shouldn't bother you, like, because you never know when life can change in split
seconds. There's no time to be
negative
or just anything.
Well, you don't want to read the comments about your video then. Real quick, she's got a weird way of speaking, and I want to see what it sounds like at, like, half speed.
Sure changes your perspective, even the littlest things.
Now you can see why she fell off that cliff. She was drunk.
Shouldn't bother you.
Even the little things shouldn't bother you.
The littlest things shouldn't bother you, like... Because you never know when life can change in split
seconds. It's like talking to a drunk person at a bar who has it all figured out. Let me tell you something. Don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah. Your family left you and you can't hold a job. All right. Here's some more comments. I watched my dog fall off the couch and I realized your whole world can change in a matter of seconds. Someone pointed out that she was wearing flip-flops while hiking, so she deserved what was coming to her. You rolled down a bank, not fell off a cliff. Even the boyfriend's getting hit with some shrapnel. Good thing Devin the cuck came to the rescue with his essential oils and lack of testicles. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. I'm always telling you about ways to support the show, mainly by signing up for the Sideshow or our Patreon account. I did want to mention our sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've been with us a long time, and this is another way to help us out and, you know, get an amazing deal on some adult products. And, you know, for years I've been doing these reads for Adam and Eve, and I tell you guys occasionally about various products. They've got over 20,000 adult products, you know, dildos, stuff to stick your dick in. Necessities like condom, lube, movies, S&M gear, sex furniture, just everything. Anything adult or sexual in nature, Adam and Eve has you covered, right? And occasionally, like I said, I'll feature products, tell you guys about things that I think are interesting. And one that I've mentioned over and over is the Clone a Willy Kit. And I've encouraged you, men, to... This just is going to sound really creepy, but it's not for a sex thing. I'm not going to shove it up my ass. But I told you guys it would be fun and funny if you guys purchased this Clone a Willy Kit. And what this thing is it lets you make a dildo out of your dick. Your dick mold. It's a whole kit, right? And I thought it would be great if you would send me your penis. And I thought at this point I would have a whole collection that you would see behind me when I do videos and stuff of my listeners' cocks. But no one, absolutely no one has sent me their penis in the mail. It's sad. What, are you guys not confident in your dick size? Come on. I won't make fun of it much. AdamandEve.com has an amazing deal for you guys. We all know free stuff is awesome, but free stuff to spice up the bedroom? That's even better. Here's the deal. Select almost any one item and get 50% off. Just remember to use coupon code FREAK at checkout. And then AdamandEve.com is going to load you up, fill you up, breed you with free stuff. They hate when I do live commercials, when I go off script. They're going to infect you with a pause load of merchandise. A positive load. Positive is good in most cases, except when you're talking about HIV. See, this is why they don't like me going off script. Enter offer code FREAK at checkout and get 10 tantalizing free gifts, a sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy, plus 6 free spicy movies. There's that word spicy again. You're going to get it all sent to you free of charge, free shipping. You got to remember to use coupon code FREAK. Again, that offer code FREAK at checkout over there at AdamandEve.com. All right, 3 very quick stories now. First up, a Dallas evangelist told his followers that an anointed cake baked by hookers turned a gay man straight. That's only one sentence of this very long news story, but there's a lot to unpack there. What flavor of cake was this? Hookers aren't exactly known to be the best bakers. I hope they washed their hands first. Do you think they used that semen cookbook to find the cake recipe? It would explain why the gay man liked it so much. My real theory about this is that this evangelist is about to be busted for fucking a prostitute. He knows he's on the cusp of a scandal here, so he's trying to soften the blow. The reason why I was around hookers was I wanted to hear their story about converting gay men. You see, hookers shouldn't be vilified. They've got magical abilities, apparently. The evangelist Lance Wallnau bills himself as a Christian consultant whose website says he helped get President Donald Trump elected. People can really just fucking say anything. Yeah, I wrote a book called God's Chaos Candidate, and, it helped get Donald Trump elected. Wallnau has made a career out of his pronouncements, which have earned him more than 200,000 Facebook followers. I don't know how valid of a metric that is. I mean, the Pringles page has 24 million likes. People will follow or like anything. It just takes one click. One of Wallnau's most recent claims came about when he live-streamed a video on Periscope. Do people still use Periscope? I thought it was all, Twitter. Doesn't Twitter have the same fucking tools? All right, whatever, Periscope. In which he asked viewers for their prayer request. One person asked for deliverance for her homosexual son. I might actually have audio of that.
I read a testimony today about an owner of a bar who was gay. And this is crazy. Now, I'm not saying this is going to work for you, but some hookers that were in his bar got saved. And they got saved because one of the guys who used to hang out there got saved. And they baked a cake for the owner of the bar, who was gay and very adamantly anti-Christian. And they basically prayed over the cake. It was an anointed cake.
The hookers prayed over a cake. This does not sound like something hookers would do, especially if they're baking the cake for their gay friend.
It was an anointed cake, and they made the cake and gave it as a gift. And when he ate the cake, I know this is strange, this is Ed Silvoso's testimony, it's not mine, the power of God hit him while he was eating the cake. And he went back to the guy at the bar and that had given it to him, that he knew got religion.
Wait, what? Who? I thought the hookers made the gay owner the cake. What is it? Who's this other guy?
Eating the cake.
Wait, he went back to the guy at the bar that had given it to him.
Religion. And he said, "What the heck?" He said, "I had a weird experience eating your cake." And he said, "Well, that was the presence of God." He ends up leading the guy to the Lord and baptizes him. And when he gets baptized, the guy gets delivered. And the spirit that was working him got broken off.
Cuckoo! Maybe all of the prostitutes in this story were male prostitutes. See, when I first read this, I assumed they were like female prostitutes who were just befriending this bar owner who's gay. But maybe everyone in the story was gay. Well, why did the guy just say that? None of this makes sense. In response to coverage of the cake story, Wallnau posted another video. He said, "Liberals are crazy. They will look for any dangling participle of political impropriety and then fasten upon it with a zeal of an anaconda and then begin to squeeze the life out of you." That's even more confusing than the cake story. I don't know what this guy's talking about. Last month, he said Trump's win was a manifestation of an enraged demon through the populace after the deliverance of the nation from the spirit of witchcraft in the Oval Office. I'm guessing Obama was practicing witchcraft in the Oval Office. Okay, very good. Let's move on. Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That our home of Florida is our most fucked up state. Heaven help me now.
Florida is our most fucked up state. Praise be to the Lord.
I've been been sent this news story a bunch of times today, so thank you to all the freaks who sent this in. I think the real reason why people are submitting this is because of the mugshot. If you want to see it, check it out over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. I've made it today's featured image. It's basically a woman who looks like a middle-aged Walmart version of Sia, the singer. One of my friends who sent this in to me mentioned it. I saw it in comments. This bitch looks like she got hit in the face with a chandelier. That's as close to Sia as she's getting. Police have arrested one woman and are looking for a second after an alleged assault on a Miami Burger King manager all over French fries. Natasha Ethel Bagley, 42, faces charges of armed burglary with assault or battery, attempted robbery with a deadly weapon, Jesus Christ, all over French fries, and criminal mischief, according to court records. Bagley and her girlfriend, 27-year-old Genesis Paguero, went to the fast food restaurant on April 2nd and asked for free fries at the drive-thru.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
The way I figured this all went down is, you know, Burger King fucked up their order, so they said, hey, can we get some free fries? That at least kind of makes sense. No, these women just pulled up to the drive-thru and straight up begged for food. And you can see this in the mugshot. She's kind of dressed slutty, and she shouldn't be. She looks like when Benny Hill did drag, to use a very dated reference. All right, Bagley and her girlfriend, 27-year-old Genesis Paguero, went to the fast food restaurant on April 2nd, asked for free fries at the drive-thru, according to the arrest report. When an employee refused, the two women allegedly parked and walked into the restaurant. Paguero hopped over the counter. Things escalated rather quickly. All right, so she hopped over the counter and with her hands in her pocket claimed she had a fucking pistol and demanded the manager give them all of the money in the register. So you could have got away with just giving her some free fries. Now she wants all your money. When the unidentified female manager tried to call police, Aguero punched the woman right in the face, right in her whore mouth. Police say Bagley joined in, helping Paguero assault the manager. The pair allegedly tore registers and monitors off the Burger King counter before driving away from the restaurant in an SUV. Paguero is still on the run, but Bagley was booked Tuesday after the victims managed to identify her. Again, you can check her out over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Final story we have for you today also happens to come from Florida. We've got another showdown at the city council meeting. A lot of good audio comes from local city council meetings. This time, Tampa City. Tampa City Council meeting last Thursday is where this all went down. Carrie Henriquez, a legislative aide to council member Guido Maniscalco, made her way behind a row of council members, and the microphone then picks up her coughing behind him. The cough, though, kind of sounds like she's trying to conceal an asshole. 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 Many people viewing the video thought the cough ended with a vulgarity. Henriquez says that she was just sick and she was trying to hold it together on the city's live stream of the meeting when a cough escaped. Nothing more to it. She said, I said no words. I coughed, I sneezed, I coughed, I sneezed. I can be salty sometimes, but I would never do anything to jeopardize the council member's reputation or my husband's good name. Well, I think we need to go to the video. We need to hear what happened here. Let's take a listen. Council member sitting down.
Okay, we move on to our workshop agenda to ceremonial activities for presentation of commendation for Officer of the Month, Councilman Citra.
All right, now here comes the woman walking behind the councilman. It sounds like more than a cough. It does sound like asshole, doesn't it? Who coughs like that? I can't make an L sound while coughing. That's purposely done. Asshole. Asshole. It's great. They loop this. They zoom in. When she says asshole, the councilman that she's walking behind turns around, looks at her, then looks to a fellow councilman like, what? Did she just say what I think she said? I mean, it could be one of those things where the audio is just kind of misleading. I guess the real question is there a reason for her to be upset with this man? Well, this woman's boss, Maniscalco, lost a chairmanship bid a month ago to Luis Vieira, who was sitting in front of Henriquez when she forcibly exhaled. A shocking-looking Vieira could be heard saying, "Did she just say something?" to Maniscalco. Maniscalco said Tuesday that he initially thought he heard Henriquez say the A word. Later in his office, he confronted her, but she denied it. "She looked at me like I was crazy." Maniscalco wasn't immediately convinced. He said he tried to replicate the cough to see if it could just be a cough. Like I did, it's hard to make a natural cough sound like asshole. He then remembered Elton John, which is a weird thing to remember, especially when you're thinking about coughing and sneezing. Like, what does Elton have to do with this? He remembered Elton John in Tiny Dancer, the 1971 hit by the British star. The song has had generations of tin ears singing the wrong lyrics. I've heard that song hundreds of times, and I still misunderstood it. There are several Beatles songs like that, too. So now I believe her. Sometimes we hear a song, and we think we know the lyrics. Vieira would only say, "As I believe the incident is under investigation, I feel it would be inappropriate to comment." Really? There's an investigation on this? Some woman coughing asshole? Your taxpayer dollars hard at work. Kimberly Crum, the city's human resources director, would only answer in the conditional tense. She said, "If the city were investigating such a matter, we would not comment, nor would there be any public records to release during an active investigation." Henriquez said that since the vote for council chairman was held on May 1st, she's acknowledged being the subject of rumors about having a sour grapes attitude towards Vieira for winning the chair. If she was the legislative aide to the chair, then she would get more money, right? It comes with a salary bump. And apparently her anger towards council member Joe Citro, one of four members who voted for Vieira. On Tuesday, Henriquez said, "Look, she's just trying to do her job, healthy or sick. Sorry if my cough sound vulgar." All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to contact the show. My email address is show@distortedview.com. I'm listening. I read all my emails from you freaks, you know, as long as I get them. Sometimes they get lost, so, you know. You can always email me again and say, "Hey, fucktard, look at your mail. I sent you something." Other ways to contact me, I'm all over social media, at DistortedView on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/DistortedViewShow, and YouTube.com/DistortedViewShow. Don't forget, if you pledge a few bucks over there at Patreon.com/DistortedView, you get access to a special voicemail line. I will play your calls first. We do have a few patrons today calling in.
Hey, Tim, Super Patron Pie Pie here. Two things. Well, it all kind of ties together. So I just got one of those new VR headsets, the Oculus Quest, that doesn't need a computer or anything.
Okay.
Number one, freaks, if you want to experience the future of pornography, get one of these. Number two, I'm working on a video game for it.
Really?
It's going to be a VR, like, medieval, generic fantasy game. It probably won't be really good. But I did want to make a character out of you, Tim. So let me know what kind of, like, you know, medieval generic fantasy type character you want to be.
Ooh, do I get to do voiceover work for it? I want to be like a very effeminate mage. Ooh, spells.
And I will post in the Discord.
Fireball.
That character.
Fireball.
Anyway, just wanted to spread the word of the future of pornography. So,
Well, you know, I've never experienced VR porn. The only VR set I have is for the PlayStation, and you can't get anything good on there. Maybe some light softcore anime porn. Those, like,
hey,
Japanese games.
And your comments about Richard Simmons lately had me interested in, and so I was trying to look up how he went missing and all of that, and found out that there's a investigative podcast called Missing Richard Simmons.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. That was all over the place. It was like the most popular podcast in the world.
And guess what? In the first episode, entitled Mirror, Mirror, it opens with some creep reading a poem about Richard Simmons. And they used the phrase distorted view in there. So, I don't know. Coincidence?
Maybe it was a little nod to this podcast.
Timmy Boo. Oh, excuse me.
Jesus.
Timmy Boo, Sideshow member, DJC. Just listening to last Thursday's show, a little behind. I was on vacation and getting caught up.
Nice.
And I used to be
fat?
Part of a silly motorcycle club, but it was an AMA motorcycle club.
Oh, okay.
American Motorcycle Association. There's
Yeah. Two
different clubs. You got the AMAs, and you got the Hell's Angel affiliates, which are the real motorcycle clubs, the real badass little bunkers. You know, they there's a couple rules there, that one guy going nuts about the patch. You can't. The bottom rocker is a territory. Where it says New York on the bottom, or Ohio, whatever it'll say.
Okay.
That is a territory. You put that on, you're claiming a territory, therefore, someone might just kick your ass for it. Now, I've never seen it happen. I've wore a patch that was...
But the guy wasn't wearing a patch, was he? He's talking about that clip we played. This dude, he's not even riding in a motorcycle. He's in, like, a Hyundai Sonata or something, right? He's filling up his gas tank. But he's got one of those, like, you know that TV show Sons of Anarchy? He's got, like, one of those vests on. And a Sons of Anarchy Motor Club or whatever. And this this other biker guy starts giving him shit. Like, you should not be wearing that. It's disrespectful. It's just like, it's a piece of merchandise that was sold to promote the show. No one thinks you're actually in a fake pretend TV show motorcycle gang.
Nobody ever.
I don't know if I don't think this guy actually had a patch.
Really bothered me. I one time was at a barbecue, and my sister's fucking real annoying fucking friend's husband was like, "Oh, you better take that off. You're gonna get killed. Someone's gonna bother." He wouldn't leave me to fuck alone about it. He was just fucking real annoying about it. But I've never had anything happen. I used to wear a top rocker. For a club that we were in, it was called the Wild Cards, and it was had a patch on it, but it had a little AMA symbol. If you're out there and you're riding and you do have a patch or a vest on, and someone is giving you problems, not that, you know, I don't think Timmy Boo, I don't think you're taking up motorcycle riding.
No.
Be weary of the diamond that says 1%. If you see a diamond that says 1% on someone's patch, do what he says. Because those motherfuckers will kick your ass.
There's a lot about that, like, motorcycle culture that I don't understand.
The one percenters are the guys that kick up to the Hell's Angels. So that's like the real nitty gritty motorcycle club. You know, I don't know if they really exist, because I mean, up where I am, it's like weekend warriors all over the place. They're wearing whatever they want. You don't even see too many real patches here or there. Actually, we used to go to a car show. And we'd see a lot of patches at the car show on Thursday night. We'd ride up to the Bear Mountain car show. But, yeah, just giving you a little information on the...
Yeah, it was interesting. I need to read up on that, just because I am still a little confused about what this guy did wrong, if anything.
Hey, boo. My ramp walker.
Yeah.
What's up, you nasty freaks? So, hey, boo, your signature, like, if someone didn't know your name, and they saw your signature, could they read it and be able to tell what your name is?
No, I have a messy signature.
No way with mine.
No.
Maybe you make out the D, but not the rest. I was reading something. And,
I think his first name was Dennis.
About
right?
What it all means.
Mm.
I'm neurotic. Imagine that.
Yeah, I would love to get my handwriting analyzed. I'm left-handed, and I've met very few left-handed people who have good penmanship. We're all very sloppy. Good thing no one writes anything anymore, aside from, like, signing checks or, you know, signing for like a car lease or something. When do you write anymore? It's all, you know, it's all typed out, all done electronically. Love it. I hated writing stuff. You know, like, they don't even teach cursive anymore in school. I was thinking about this because my sister was telling me, like, you know, they're so focused on like preparing kids for the standardized tests that they need to pass in order for the schools to get, you know, their passing grades and continue to get funding. They focus, you know, on teaching the kids the stuff that's going to be on the test, and so they don't teach them other things like stuff we learned growing up, like cursive. But I distinctly remember spending months working on calligraphy. I think I grew up in the 1600s. I don't know why. Why were we taught calligraphy? I think it was art class, which kind of makes sense. But there's like so much else you can be doing in art class instead of learning yet another way to write. And this way takes way longer than any other. It's like 10 minutes to do one letter. Ridiculous. All right, that's what I was learning in school instead of math, algebra and stuff. I was learning how to write the letter D in calligraphy. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it
Hogan? Oh my God, he's fucking jerking off in our fucking backyard.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will be back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. If you want to hear the show, you know what you need to do. Sign up, become a true and honorable freak today. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! And I'm saying a prayer for the desperate hearts tonight. The desperate hearts! Desperate hearts! Give him up and say them up and give it right now! Yeah! Oh! Yeah, yeah! Oh! Oh, waka cow! Waka caca cow! Yeah! Oh, 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 yeah! Oh, yeah! Alright, enough of this.